Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to PNC Infratech Limited Q2 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Spark Capital Advisors (India) Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bharanidhar Vijayakumar from Spark Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for logging in to the 2Q FY23 earnings call of PNC Infratech. Representing PNC Infratech are Mr. Yogesh Kumar Jain, Managing Director, Mr. B. Sani, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. D. K. Maheshwari, Vice President, Finance. Handing over the call to Mr. Yogesh Jain now for opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Small request. Please read out the standard disclaimer clause before our Managing Director will start the speech. Put the disclaimer clause because we'll be making forward-looking statements in the speech.
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, please note this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. With that, I hand over to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon and season greetings to everyone. On behalf of PNC Infratech Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to everyone for joining us today on this call. I have with me Mr. T. R. Rao, Director Infra, Dr. Bhupinder Sawhney, CFO, Mr. D. K. Maheshwari, Vice President, Finance and Strategic Growth Advisors, and our Investor Relations Advisors. We have uploaded the financial results and investors presentation on the website of the stock exchange as well as on our company's website for reference. I will quickly highlight major development in the sector before sharing key happening in the company and financial performance during quarter two and H1 of financial year 2023 with you. As per the Ministry of Transport and Highways, 3,559 km length of national highway built during the first half of current financial year as compared to 3,824 km built during the corresponding period previous year. Awarding of new project stood at 4,092 km during the same period compared to 4,609 km awarded during last year, reflecting 11% lesser awarding activity in H1 of financial year 2023. Government recently announced that MoRTH is planning to take over a greater number of state highways having high traffic volume from respective state governments for 25 years period to develop and upgrade them into either four or six-lane national highways. Industry believes that this move would be highly beneficial to roads and highway sectors as a whole and would greatly help accelerating country's social economy growth as many of the state governments are not able to undertake major capital projects due to paucity of funds. As per CRISIL, vehicle movement on highways witnessed a recent recovery during April to August this financial year. This coupled with sizable hike in user fee rates owing to higher WPI resulted in significant revenue growth during the period. Now coming to the key update of the company. We achieved financial closure for three HAM projects, Kanpur-Lucknow Expressway Package 1 & 2 and Akkalkot-Karnataka project with an aggregate bid project cost of rupees 4,501 crores. Historically, the company has maintained a healthy track record of achieving financial closures within stipulated time, which reflect healthy financial position of and credibility. Now I will share operational and financial performance of the company. At present, company has a portfolio of 23 projects on PPP format comprising BOT toll, BOT annuity, and HAM assets. Out of these 23 projects, we have 18 HAM projects with an aggregate bid project cost of ₹24,590 crores. Out of 18, company has achieved COD and PCOD for 5 projects, 6 are under construction, concession agreements executed for 7 projects, and for 3 projects, company has achieved financial closure. Out of remaining 5 PPP mandates, 3 are BOT toll and 2 are BOT annuity projects. In terms of equity investment, the total requirement for all these 18 HAM projects is around 2,390 crores, out of which ₹1,109 crores infused till September 2022, and the balance will be infused over the next 2-3 years. The internal accruals generated over the next 2-3 years should be sufficient to fund the total equity investment. Now moving on to our order book. Our unexecuted order book on 30th September 2022 is over ₹19,000 crore. That includes EPC value of all 7 HAM projects for which appointed dates are expected during the current financial year. Out of the total order book of ₹19,000 crores, the roads and highway sector is around 65% and water and irrigation project is around 35%. In water supply projects, the company booked a total revenue of 348 crore till 30th September 22, which includes ₹108 crore revenue booked during the last financial year. Total revenue booked in first half of financial year 23 is ₹240 crore. We expect up to ₹760 crore more revenue from water supply space during the second half of financial year 23, which would get translated into ₹1,000 crore revenue during financial year 23. As on 30th September 22, total value of DPR approved and cover agreement signed for physical execution of project under phase 1 and 2 was ₹2,260 crore. It is expected that at the end of financial year 23, the total value of approved DPRs for execution would be around 4,000 crore. As such, it is expected that net executable work would be around ₹3,000 crore at the beginning of financial year 24, and remaining DPR are expected to be approved during financial year 24. Now I would present the standalone and consolidated result for the quarter and half yearly ended September 30th, 2022. Standalone revenue of second quarter of financial year 23 is 1,561 crore. EBITDA for the second quarter is ₹207 crore and the EBITDA margin is 13.3%. Profit for the second quarter of financial year 23 is 131 crore. Consolidated revenue of quarter 2 financial year 23 is ₹1,795 crore. The consolidated EBITDA for the second quarter of financial year 23 is ₹3,326 crore and the EBITDA margin is 18%. The consolidated PAT for quarter 2 financial year 23 is ₹132 crore. Standalone revenue of H1 financial year 23 is ₹3,319 crore, which is higher by 16% as compared to ₹2,866 crore of H1 22. The EBITDA for H1 23 is 465 crore, which is higher by 17% as compared to ₹397 crore in H1 22. The EBITDA margin for quarter 2 financial 23 is 14%. The profit for H1 23 is ₹298 crore as compared to 229 crore in H1 22, a growth of 30% on year-to-year basis. The consolidated revenue of H1 financial year 23 is ₹3,848 crore as compared to ₹3,260 crore in H1 22, with a growth of 18%. The consolidated EBITDA for H1 financial year 23 is ₹845 crore, which grew by 16% compared to ₹729 crore for the corresponding period last year, The EBITDA margin for H1 financial year 23 is 22%. The consolidated PAT for H1 financial year 23 is rupees 373 crore as compared to rupees 250 crore in H1 financial year 22, a growth of 48%. As on 30th September 22, our net working cycle is 79 days. Our net worth on standalone basis is rupees 3,623 crore as on 30th September 22, whereas total standalone debt is rupees 281 crore. As on 30th September 22, the total cash and bank balance as on 30th September 22 is rupees 523 crore. We have a net cash of rupees 242 crore. This translates to net debt to equity 0.08 times. On consolidated basis, our net worth is rupees 3,986 crore, whereas total debt is rupees 5,526 crore as on 1st September 22. The total cash and bank balance including current investment is rupees 1,191 crore. This translates to net debt to equity of 1.09 times. With this, now open the floor is open for questions and answers.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Any participant who has a question may enter star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. So, first question is, the order inflow has been very tepid for not only for us, for the entire industry. And I think we have given order inflow guidance of 90 to 100 billion. Do you think that is possible in the H2, given everything?
See, as you know, the awarding process normally, historically, as you all we know, awarding process by NHAI and MoRTH during the first half of the financial year has always been lower when compared to awarding activity in the second half of the financial year, any given financial year. Similarly, this year also, the first year, not many projects have been bid out, and many of them, even after bidding out, they have not opened, financial bids were not opened, and awarding has not started. So, whatever target we have given for the financial year F3, which would be around 8,000 to 10,000 crores. We stick by that and we expect to achieve the new business of this amount before the end of the financial year and specifically in the second half of the current financial year. And also, as we have a 2:1 kind of a highway and road sector, highway sector and roads around 66 and 33 in the water sector projects, we also expect around 3,000 crores new projects in water sector and around 7,000 crores new project in the highway sector. We are pretty sure about getting this new business before end of the current financial year.
Sir, on the water segment, is the new orders entirely into JJM and is it entirely into Uttar Pradesh? Is it the opportunity we are talking about?
Yes, that is the one of the focus areas because the JJM, new water projects under JJM, and it could be focus areas being Uttar Pradesh and it could be some other states also. Yeah, Rajasthan and other states also. But it is primarily from JJM.
Okay, understood. Secondly, sir, where are we in the process of monetization of our portfolio? Have we moved ahead? Is there any? Can you please throw some color on that?
Our MD, sir. We are giving the highest priority to the monetization as we shared with you earlier. Though we have total more than 23 projects, as our MD mentioned, of a fund-based project. We selected 8 projects for monetization. That includes HAM assets and one BOT toll and one BOT annuity project. So we had already retained a strategic advisor for running the process. The process has already begun. Out of the eight selected fund-based projects, the due diligence has already been commenced by a potential investor for the 3 HAM projects, which is underway. And these 8 selected fund-based projects for monetization have a total debt of around 4,700 crores and a total equity of 940 crores. So we'll update you on the progress as we move ahead. But still, we are giving the highest priority for the monetization, as we said earlier.
Understood, sir. Thank you and best of luck, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, just to complete the last question, so by end of this year, we should be able to monetize?
Yeah, we are expecting.
We are expecting at least execution of a definitive agreement for certain projects before end of the financial year.
Okay, and in terms of the equity investment, so 1100 crore we invested, so what is left in this year and for 24 and 25?
Actually, we have already infused 1,109 crore in the HAM project, and the balance is required 1,280. And this year, in second half, we are expecting 250 crore, and FY24 around 450, and FY25 around 350 crore rupees.
Okay, okay. Now, in terms of the execution revenue guidance, so last time we said 7,200, 7,300 crore revenue for this year, that is a 15%. So this first half, we have already done kind of a 3,300 crore. And if I take the same number, so in the second half, we expect the same 15%, 16% growth. So is there any update or this is doable or we can do much higher?
Our guidance is same. Actually, this year we are expecting the growth of 10 to 15%.
Okay, so we are lowering the number. So the overall revenue may be lesser than what previously we were thinking. So is there any specific reason or any projects where we are earlier whatever we have factored and now we are not that confident that we will not be able to get the execution?
This is due to extended rains in the October month. So after that also we are expecting 10 to 15% growth.
Okay, and in terms of the margin, 13.5% is doable.
Yes.
Okay, and the 7 HAM projects, by March end, we will be getting the appointed date for all the projects.
Yes, before end of the March, this current financial year, we expected to get appointed date for all the 7 new HAM projects.
Okay. I need a couple of data points on the balance sheet side and the project-wise order book. So mobilization advance, retention money, if you can help me.
Retention money 150 crore rupees and mobilization advance is 419 crore rupees. Sir.
419?
Yes.
Okay, and HAM receivable is? HAM debtors.
HAM debtors is 545 crore rupees, sir.
545 crores, okay. And in terms of the project-wise order book, what is left for Bhojpur Buxar and Koliyawar Bhojpur?
Koliyawar Bhojpur is only 7 crore and Bhojpur Buxar is 23 crore.
It is inaugurated by Mr. Gadkari also yesterday.
Okay, and Chakeri Allahabad?
Chakeri Allahabad is 230 crore rupees.
Okay, 230. Delhi Vadodara package 29 and 31.
29 is 259 and 31 is 289.
And irrigation project in AP, what would be the value?
It is 896 is outstanding.
896. So last time I think you mentioned 850 odd crore. So is there any change in increase in scope or last quarter also the same amount was there?
No, no. Actually, there is an increase in scope and also the billed amount 104 crores. We are considering the original scope only. So 1000 crore, 1000 minus 104 crores, 893. But certain work done, that will be billed later.
In the second half.
Okay. And in terms of the capex, last time we said 100 to 120 odd crore. So we have done only 22 crore in 1H. So for the full year, how much now are we looking at?
It will be in the range of 100 to 120 crore in the entire FY23.
Okay. And the fund-based, non-fund-based limit and the utilization?
Fund-based limit utilization 100 crore rupees. We have taken the bill discounting of 100 crore rupees. And non-fund-based limit is around 2,800 crore rupees for bank guarantee and LPs.
Okay, that we have utilized. But the, our limit remains the same, 5,000 crore for non-fund.
Non-fund-based sanction limit is 5,000 crore and fund-based is 1,000 crore.
Okay. Just a clarification on the JJM projects. Sir mentioned that the 348 crore revenue till date we have booked, which includes 108 crore in FY22. So 240 crore. But I think last time we mentioned that we have done 400 crore revenue till date. So if you can help me, so that and how much more revenue. So you mentioned 760 crore more we will be expecting. So next year, then once the more DPR will come in, so next year, how do we see in terms of the execution?
See, this Jal Jeevan mission, we are precisely telling the 348 crores, which we received the payments and we filled it, and certain work for further done that will be receiving during the H2 of FY23, and as we said, the revenue target in water sector, drinking water sector for the FY24 would be around 2,500 crores.
Okay. And on the date front, though that is not a concern for us, but still this 280, 300 crore that we will be able to maintain, or we can see a further reduction by end of year?
Can you
date level, so which is at 281 crore, so can we see some more further reduction by end of year?
So it will be around in the range of 250 crore rupees, because we will take some equipment. Capex, we will take the funding. So it should be in the range of 250 crore by March 23.
Okay. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Jiten Parmar from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my first question is basically top line has been flat for the quarter. Do we have any execution challenges for this quarter, and our margins are down, our consolidated margins are down to 18% from 25% quarter to quarter and 20% year to year. So any reasons for that?
There's no specific reason, but main reason as compared to last year is only because of the one project we are executing, Eastern Peripheral Expressway toll project, where toll revenue is around 102 crore rupees, and that project is only a break-even point. In case if we will remove that project by turnover and EBITDA, my EBITDA margin comes to 14.6% as compared to 13.26%. So that is the main reason, because last year it was not there, this project was not there.
Okay. There was an answer to the question about, you know, monetizing the assets. And you mentioned three projects are underway and due diligence. Now, this you mentioned the monetization figure, but I think line was that time not clear, so I couldn't get it. What was that? Can you repeat by the year end?
Out of the 8 projects selected for monetization in the first lot, these 8 projects will have a debt of around 4,700 crores and equity of 940 crores. Once if you successfully monetize these projects, to that extent our debt will get reduced and our equity will get unlocked for further investing.
Okay, so how much of that equity of 940 crore are we expecting in this year?
As I said, this year we are not expecting the consummation of the deals, but we are expecting signing of definitive agreements before end of financial year for a few of the projects.
Okay. So this equity requirement around 1250-1260 crores which we have in the next 2-3 years, what will be the mode of funding for that? I mean, how are we going to arrange for the equity?
It is sufficient from my own generation.
Okay, perfect. And last question I have.
Total equity requirement in the 1,200 in next 3 years.
Right. Okay. Last question I have is on the contingent liability. We carry a large contingent liability. What is the status on that? I see a lot of it is around 2,900 crores are guarantees to NHAI or something. Apart from that, we have some others also. So can you just tell a bit more about it? Is this standard? Because I don't see that in other companies also, these high liabilities. So if you can throw some color on that.
Major liability, contingent liability reflecting in the balance sheet are mainly in the on account of BG, bank guarantee liability. One guarantee for reflecting earlier 145 crore of NS24 that had been removed and
bank guarantees, what are this thing, as we are bidding, we will be submitting bank guarantees for the bid corporation, bid security. And also for a retention amount, also normally we don't keep any cash retention with the authorities. We submit the bank guarantees and we take our retention so that we'll have the cash flows. Second thing is for performance security also we need to provide. In case of UP projects and all, we need to keep this performance security for 5 years during the maintenance and defects liability period. But since some of the major projects we completed and we expect to get back the retention bank guarantee in a sizable amount, and also since one of the projects we completed 5 years defect liability period also, so we'll be getting back our performance security.
It's a continuous process.
Yeah, it's a continuous process, rolling process, usual, because of we are executing 23 projects and also we are bidding new projects. So we don't think this is any unusual given scenario.
Okay. And are you in a position to give guidance for FY24 for revenue as well as margins and order intake?
See, FY24 would be slightly different, but FY24 our guidance would be up to 10%. Up to 10%. Margins should be the same thing. EBITDA margin will be able to maintain the in the same levels as in FY22. And order inflow also we are expecting in the same lines, around 10,000 crores in FY24 also.
Okay, thank you so much. That's all for me. Best of luck.
Thank you. We'll take a next question from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Yogesh ji, congratulations on a decent quarter. Sir. So, my first question is on the bid pipeline. So, if you can highlight, especially on the non-road segment, so what is the bid pipeline in water, railways? So, that's my first question.
In the water sector, as we mentioned, our primary target is on the Jal Jeevan Mission projects, where we find there is no constraint of funds. So our primary target would be Jal Jeevan Mission, where, as we know, if you see the projects that have been floated by the different state governments, around 20-25,000 new projects are expected to be bid out in the next 2-3 months. And in other things, as of now, our focus is on a roads and highway, which will be our focus in going forward, and the water sector. So we are not particularly looking at other sectors as on date.
Sir, last quarter we had about, I think if I remember correctly, 8,000 crores of JJM orders. So if you can quantify, and you said that about 23 crores of BPR has got approvals, and by this year end you'll have another 4,000 crores of BPR, which will get approvals. So in FY25, we have balance of about 2,000 crores coming in FY25.
See, as of now, the total value of works in hand, where we got the letter of awards, is around 7,000 crores. So we expect 1,000 crores execution during the current financial year, another 2,500 crores around execution in the FY24, and the remaining would be FY25.
But how much of these DPRs alone? So all these, you have secured all the DPRs approvals now. So is it part of active order book or only a part of this will be moving into execution?
No, no. Actually, the process is like that. Once the DPRs are approved, we execute cover agreements. Then only the zero date starts after the cover agreement. So far, as I mentioned, as of 30th of September, around 2,260. We expect DPRs worth of 4,000 will be approved by before end of the current financial year. So the remaining 3,000 worth of DPRs will be approved during the next financial year. That is in FY24.
Okay. And so another question is, any update on that related party transaction? So how much is the peak outstanding and what is outstanding right now at the end of September, and by when we want to close it to zero?
That transaction is already closed. There were the two transactions of 30 crore each in FY21 and FY22. That the entire 60 crore rupees has been repaid to the RPT. So as on date, there is no.
So as of September, there is no outstanding on account of the related party.
As on date,
there is no outstanding.
As on date.
And in future also, you are not beginning to do any extension, anything, any support from the listed entity to the RPT, right?
Yes.
Great. So great to hear that. And just last question, sir, on the Eastern Peripheral revenue contribution for the quarter. So this 108 crores is for the quarter, right? Q2.
100
crores.
Can you repeat, please?
The Eastern Peripheral revenue contribution was how much in this quarter? You told me kitna contribution.
102 crores.
Okay. On that you had break even EBITDA, so you did not break any EBITDA.
Yeah.
Okay. And just one last thing for you. So this appointed date were expected to come in Q3 for the Sion Hand project, but now it has moved to Q4. So any particular reason, is there any delay there? And how confident are you that you will be achieving it? Some of these will come in Q3 and some of this in Q4. So if you can just give some sense out of this seven, how many appointed dates will come in Q3 and Q4?
Total seven projects came. So usme se kareeb five projects ki appointed date is quarter mein aa jayegi. Q3 mein. Two projects ki appointed date Q4 mein aayegi. January mein. So both on time hai. Usme there is no delay.
Thank you, sir. On the best to you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ashish Shah from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Sir, my question again is on the JJM. The pace of approval seems to be a little slower. I mean, we did mention that there is no funding constraint. But still the speed at which we've been getting the approvals, I think it is far slower than what we would have originally expected. So any reason that you think this is happening?
Generally, Ashish, isme kya hai na ki pura DPR banana padta hai. Complete survey ke baad to complete jab land ko handover karte hain aur uske baad jo hai pura ye process of 4-5 months. तो वो जो है उसको 4-5 मंथ के बाद जब हम सबमिट करते हैं देन जीरो डेट स्टार्ट होती है उसमें अप्रूवल के बाद तो आप ये कह सकते हो कि आज की डेट में द टोटल वैल्यू ऑफ कॉन्ट्रैक्ट सिक्योर्ड इन ड्रिंकिंग वाटर अराउंड 7,000 करोड़, वैल्यू ऑफ प्रोजेक्ट अप्रूव फॉर एग्जीक्यूशन टिल सितंबर इज अराउंड 2,300 करोड़ रुपीज। तो 2,300 करोड़ रुपीज के वर्क ही हम आगे एग्जीक्यूट कर सकते हैं, ऐसा कह सकते हो।
तो सर बेसिकली मैं ये पूछना चाह रहा हूँ कि इसमें एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव इश्यूज है या फिर ये यहाँ पे कोई फंडिंग इश्यूज है?
नहीं नहीं, फंडिंग देर इज नो फंडिंग इशू, देर इज ए प्रोसेस ऑनली, रेगुलर प्रोसेस इज देयर।
एक्चुअली इन बिटवीन व्हाट हैज हैपेंड, दे इनिशियली दे अप्रूव्ड ए डीपीआर वर्थ ऑफ 1,550 crores एंड देर वॉज ए पॉज ऑफ मोर देन 6 months बिकॉज ऑफ द लोकल इलेक्शन, पंचायत राज इलेक्शन एंड अदर इलेक्शन एंड फॉलोड बाई द स्टेट असेंबली इलेक्शन, दे हैव नॉट अप्रूव्ड एनी न्यू डीपीआर बिकॉज ऑफ द कोड ऑफ कंडक्ट एंड अदर कंस्ट्रेंट्स एंड पीपल आर ऑल्सो एंगेज। सो देन अगेन दे स्टार्टेड अप्रूविंग आफ्टर द असेंबली इलेक्शन ओनली, सो देर वॉज ए सम पॉज, otherwise there is no funding constraint, it is a normal process, but going forward we expect these DPRs will be approved progressively.
Right sir, right. Also dusra question is on the AP irrigation project, to wahan pe kya hamara experience raha on the ground, so are we able to take the execution forward? Abhi second half traditionally should be a better period, so what execution we are expecting in the irrigation project, sir?
As you said, Normally, only we'll get a 6 months working period out of 12 months in a year. Right from July till December, we're not able to execute any significant works there because the water is left into the canal systems. And again, we'll resume our work in the January onwards. So we'll have from January to June, we have another 6 months full-fledged working period. Otherwise, we are executing. So we expect this should be completed maybe next 2 to 3 years, the project should be completed.
Right, sir. Right. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Asha from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So my first question was towards Eastern Peripheral. So as I recollect that the Eastern Peripheral was for 1 year only. So by December 2022, we should be done with it, or there is any extension, or can you just give us some color on it?
It is already handed over to NHA. To NHA. Before, from around 2 months before.
50 days before, on 10th of November.
50 days
before. 10th of November. See, the Eastern Periphery, NHA, as you know, the one of the TOT bidders secured this project for next 15 years. So, on 10th of November at 24 hours, we handed over back to NHA. So, 50 days before the scheduled date of 31st December.
Okay. And are we looking for any more TOT projects going ahead? I mean, given that they are margin dilutive, even for the brief period. So, are we looking forward to bid into this model?
Not now.
As of now, nothing.
As of now.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's all from mine.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we would request you to please limit your questions to 2 per participant so that we give opportunity to all participants to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I would like to know the total bidding pipeline for road projects in H2 and how many and the amount of bids that you have already put in till date.
MORT and NHAI floated around 85 projects, including EPC and HAM. So the value of aggregate value of these projects are around 80,000 crore rupees. We are working on around 50 projects of cities with an aggregate estimated project cost of rupees 50,000 crore. Okay, due dates are staggered up to December and January.
There is a worth of 11,000 crores we already bid out. We submitted our bids. They are under evaluation. The price bids are expected to be opened in the before 31st December, maybe next 1 month or 2 months. So the bids we had already submitted.
And sir, we have received PCOD for multiple projects recently. So do we expect any bonuses from them in H2?
PCOD for which, HAM projects or EPC?
Both, sir.
We are expecting bonus from in EPC Gujarat, Delhi Vadodara Expressway.
Both the projects.
What will be the quantum of it, sir?
See, these projects have a scheduled completion, original scheduled completion of April, May next year. So we'll get to know maybe around 2 months we are expecting in each.
Sure, sir. And sir, I did not earlier get the unbilled revenue for as of September. So what is the value for it?
Unbilled of?
Unbilled revenue.
Around 74-75 crore rupees.
Okay. And sir, just a final question, sir. So the provision have increased. It is a very minor amount to 15 crores, but it has increased from 1 crore to 15 crores. So what exactly is this provision?
That is on account of the provision of the taxation. Tax.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi from Edelweiss Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks for taking my question. So my first question is on the competitive intensity. Last couple of years, we have seen very high competition for road projects. So what is the kind of competitive intensity that we expect this year? And also a similar question for the JJM or the water projects that we are targeting.
See, as we know, that due to dilution of criteria for the bidding, both in terms of network and turnover and other things, and also they dispensed with the requirement of bid security as a part of Atmanirbhar Abhiyan, so the competition was much steeper, much aggressive. Now the bid security requirement they reintroduced. And also then the eligibility and the experiential criteria, turnover criteria are also expected to be restored. So competition would be less. But if you see typically, competition for EPC projects will always be more than the HAM projects. And also competition for the larger size of projects will be lesser when compared to smaller size of projects. This is the thing. If the project size is more, the competition will be less. And where the fund require fund-based project, competition will be less and compared to non-fund-based projects.
And for JJM projects?
JJM projects...
High-level competition is not there.
Yeah, because of the experiential criteria set forth.
Sure. A couple of data questions from my side. First, if you could get the toll collection on the various projects this quarter.
At the OMT project, Kanpur Airport, it was 100.5 lakhs. And Kanpur Highway is 18.5. Bareilly Almora is 13.5 and MP Highway is lower, it is 4.7 crore and Rivery Jaunpur 32.16 and PP was 102 crore rupees.
Sir, I missed the pending equity commitment for second half FY24 and 25. Would be great if you could repeat it.
Second half commitment is around 250 crore rupees. And FY24, it should be 450 crore rupees.
Okay. Sure. Thanks. All the best for future.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my question. So my question was with respect to our guidance for FY24. If I heard you right, I think we're targeting around 10% growth in FY24. but I think somewhere in your comments, I mean, you mentioned that you expect water, or rather JJM water, to kind of contribute almost around 2500 crore rupees in FY24 versus 1000 that you're expecting in FY23. So there's a jump of almost around 1500 odd crore rupees in water itself. So does it mean we are targeting lower revenues in road segment, because the overall growth that you're talking about for FY24 is only around 700, or are we being a little conservative on the overall guidance?
This is on conservative side, because we are expecting a quantity in our HAM projects. So after a quantity, we can give a proper guidance.
Sure. And also, I mean, if you can help us with the execution timeline for the water projects, I mean, is it so much we have DPRs approved and you have 0 day, how many months does it take you to be able to kind of finish, and how is our experience been? Are we able to stick to your timelines? I mean, which I mentioned the document that you need to finish these projects by this time or these many months?
Post signing of the tower agreements, means after approval of the DPR and signing of tripartite agreement followed by tower agreement, post signing of tower agreement we will have a 15 months period for execution and testing and commissioning. So we should be able to complete within 15 months, except in few places where there is a delay on part of the client regarding the provision of land for the pump house and other things, and also on the approval process, approval of the drawings and the materials, what we bring to the site and other things. But we should be able to complete within 15 months from the respective dates of signing of cover agreements for these projects.
Sure. Thank you. All the very best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar Shrimal from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, you have given a bidding pipeline of 80,000 crore. So can you bifurcate between EPC and HAM? What would be the proportion of EPC and HAM in this bidding pipeline of 80,000 crores?
It would be something like 50-50%, you can say. Maybe
I am
slightly higher than EPC.
Okay. And then the last one, so how much equity investment will be done in FY23? Balance equity investment in FY23?
It's not 240 crores.
240 crores?
No, in the second half.
Balance 240 crores, no?
In the second half, 250 crore rupees.
250 crores. Okay, sir. That's all from us. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Parikshit Kanpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
So thanks for the follow-up. Sir, any idea on any new big state projects coming up besides the NHAI projects, so in UP or any other state?
As of now, we don't see any major projects coming from the state government. Because most of the state government, they have state highways, as mentioned by our MD. These state highways, they want to give it to central government for the development. So in the maybe next 2 to 3 months, we don't expect any major projects in the highway sector coming from the state governments.
The greenfield, yes, I mean, like Ganga Express or something like that. So any major mega projects or states you are expecting? Like Maharashtra government recently announced some big projects. Do you think any of these will be coming in the next 6 months?
So we'll share you. So we are not specifically focused upon those bidding opportunities. We'll share with you privately.
Okay. And sir, second question is on this monetization. You said about 6 HAM projects, 1 BOT and 1 MOT, but about 940 crores of equity invested. But you said some of these may happen. So is it that then we pick and choose, or then be one investor or multiple investors? So how are you looking to monetize this?
Not the pick and choose. See, these out of 6 projects, 5 projects we already achieved the PCOD, and a few projects we achieved the final COD. And one project we are expected to achieve the PCOD maybe next 1 month. So these are the projects which are operational. Even one BOT toll and one annuity project also are operational projects. It is not particularly, see, as we progress, as we complete completion, we construction and achieve the PCOD, then accordingly we'll give the priority. Of course, now NHAI has reduced the lock-in period 6 months from the PCOD. So all these projects are out of 8 projects, 7 projects are eligible for the equity divestment.
And this will be with one investor or looking at multiple investors?
We are looking at multiple investors. We already retained a strategic advisor for hand holding and is looking at the potential investors.
But you have not entered into any exclusivity with anyone, right? As of now?
No.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Alok Deora from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon. So most questions are answered. Just a couple of questions. One is of this 19,000 crore order book, how much is currently under execution at this point of time?
Out of 19,000, around 12,000 projects are under execution. If you precisely go for the sector of the road projects, it will be around 10,000 crores because the road project only around 2,300 crores projects approved. And the HAM project, another 7,000 crores appointed dates are to be declared. So it will be around 10,000 crores.
Sure. And sir, you in one of the previous questions you mentioned that after the DPR it takes 15 months to get it kind of completed. So just want to understand when you receive these projects, so typically how we should consider the execution timeline, because you know the DPR will take its own time and then the execution will start and then there will be there could be some delays in the DPR execution. So just if you could indicate what's the typical timeline we should consider for these kind of projects.
See, typically from the date they give us the list of villages and also they give us the land for surveys and all. So DPR and the approval of the DPR, then the execution, testing and commissioning 15 months for 5 months for this thing and 4 months through 4 months. So 24 months from the day they give us the list of villages. So they specifically say out of a district you go ahead with this gram panchayat. So from that 0 point it takes 24 months.
Just last question, and so you mentioned you have bid for certain projects which are bid the year to open. These would be all HAM projects?
They are EPC and HAM both.
Okay, so that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So, sir, when we are saying that we are looking at 7,000 odd crore inflow in road, so mostly this would be 5,000 odd crore would be from the HAM?
We are expecting from both sides, EPC and HAM. Then we will see. We are expecting.
Okay. Yeah, no, my point was because the competition would be high in the EPC, so that's why I was trying to understand can the proportion would be 60-70% of the 7,000 crore would be on the HAM.
Yeah, maybe because HAM projects are more than EPC.
Yeah, and second, sir, last time we said we are expecting bonus on Mumbai-Nagpur also and Aligarh Moradabad by March 23 we will be able to see. So any update on that?
Aligarh Moradabad, it is in the process and you can say Samriddhi Express is also in process.
So by when if it is and if it comes what would be the broad rough value of the bonus?
See, this Aligarh Moradabad, we believe that we had already mentioned it, the bonus is around 15 crores.
Yeah.
Still we expect it before current financial year. In case of Mumbai-Nagpur Samruddhi Expressway, the state government has to take some policy decision on the payment of bonus because we completed before the extended completion time because there was a COVID affected period. So how this government will take a view on that, we need to see. Otherwise, we made a request for considering the bonus.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the floor back to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you everyone for your participation in our earnings call. In case of further queries, you may get in touch with the strategic advisors, our investor relations advisors, or feel free to get in touch with us. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Spark Capital Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.